Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, also known as the Elfrida Love Talk Show. I am your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you are on this line tonight. We have 2 hours, yes, 2 hours to be into the presence of God together. Amen. Not including the time in which you pray in your secret closet, not including the time in which you pray while you're in bed and when you're about your way, but we have 2 hours together, and God says, let the Holy Spirit use you, amen? And if anyone is, in other words, if anyone is ready to go to sleep, God says, let them sleep, for they miss out on the blessing of God, amen? God said we should work while it's day, because when night cometh, he says, no man or woman worketh. And a lot of people think about night as in darkness, and God is talking about the night of your life in which you turn your back on God, or in which you refuse to hear the word of God because you're busy with the world. Amen? So we're going to have a good time tonight, and what we're going to do is we're praying around the world, amen? But you know how we do it. We have to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Then after that, we're going to pray unto God. And then we're going to go into announcements. Then I'm going to bid you good night, because I have to post some things that the Lord has blessed us with. Amen? Amen. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for tuning in at this particular hour, at this particular moment, at this particular time. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Amen. Praise God. This is what I want you to do at this particular time. I was thinking today, and the Lord was speaking today, and actually, when I was speaking to someone, I was actually repeating what the Lord had spoken unto me, and I was like, oh my gosh, no, that's not what I meant to say. But the Lord, when you bring a need and want to God, all right, to the Lord, I want you to bring someone else's need and want, but I also want to you to bring your own need or want to the Lord. I want you to think about this. And in this, I'm going to tell you, God's going to give you what you ask for. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's not a coincidence that you're on this ministry, and it's not because this is the ministry that I'm on. It's because God is good, okay? And God is going to give you what you want. I promise you, God is going to give you what you want. The word 6 weeks, the phrase 6 weeks continues to come to mind. God says 6 weeks. God is going to give you what you want, all right? Now, you notice I said what you want. That means the desire of your heart. Now, if your need supersedes your want, God says, of course, your need comes first. He says, but everyone is different. The harvest is different. Your day and nights are different according to what you do during the daytime, according to your service. But the Lord is going to give you what you want. So what I want you to do at this particular time is I want you to either think about it or get out a sheet of paper And I want you to think of one person. It doesn't matter who it is. One person, and think of a need or want for that one person that will really be beneficial to this person. Think about one individual. And just write their name down. Okay. Now then. Okay, and some of you have two individuals, and that's fine. Write that second person's name down. All right. With that particular first person, because that's the first person who came to mind, what I want you to do is I want you to be specific about what you want God to do for this person. I want you to be very specific. And the reason why I want you to be specific is because God already knows. But there's something about writing down the vision, making it plain. There's something about disseminating your needs and wants in the atmosphere. So God says, make it specific. Make it specific. For example, if someone is having pain, right? Someone's having pain in their left side. You say, Lord, please heal so-and-so of their pain in their left side. Whatever it is. But God says, be specific. So I'm going to give us about 30 seconds to do so. All right. Now, you have your two individuals, right? You have your two individuals, and you was very specific. And, yes, one of those needs or wants may be a question that you want to ask God. For instance, you're asking God to give so-and-so direction to a decision, whatever decision it is. And so it may be a question, but it also may be a health issue. It may be a financial issue. It may be a career issue. It may be a business issue. It may be any type of issue. Okay? Then I want you to go down a few lines and put your name. Put your name. And I want you to think about a need or a want. And I don't want you to be selfish. When you are expressing this need or want to God, I want it to be beneficial to the people. Okay? Actually, God wants it to be beneficial to the people. And this has to be something where your heart is right. Because a lot of times people want to keep up with the Joneses and they want to keep up with this person and that person. God says, what do you need and what do you want according to your life, according to the kingdom of God? What do you need and what you want? What do you want? Now then, so you have three individuals, and that's including you, on your piece of paper or in your head. On the first individual, I want you to put Alpha. Second individual, I want you to put Omega. And then on the third individual, which is you, I want you to put beginning and the end. And the Lord has given me this, and the Lord is going to show me direction. When we talk about the Alpha, God says this is the start. He says this is the beginning. He says when you are into a realm in which you ask God for something, one of your needs and wants, he says then you get into the Alpha part of the spirituality, and the Alpha part is the beginning. God begins to manifest these things that you are asking him. Why? Because you're not only praying for yourself, but you're praying for your brother or sister, for your family member. You're praying for others first. He says that's Alpha. The first person should be someone other than yourself. That is praying an unselfish prayer. That is asking God. Then God gives me this. He says the Omega. Omega, okay? That is the end. God says the second person that you have on here, he says that is the end, or that is the wrap of the two individuals in which you selected. Now, let me be very specific with Omega. God says that because, amen, praise God, he says because your second person needed direction or needed a decision made, he said, is already done. He says it's already finished. Amen. He says he's already made the decision. He's already opened the doors where they can make a sound decision according to the Holy Spirit. That's why I said the second person or the second question may be a question direction rather than a need or want. People need direction. I need direction. You need direction. There's not one person on earth who does not need direction. God says even when you get in your car, you need to know where you're going. Amen. Some people consciously get in their cars, and because it's so routine, they don't have to think about which way to turn. He says, but your car still needs to be guided. So God says the Alpha is the beginning. Count this as the beginning of your breakthrough or your blessing that you prayed for. Okay? He says, then your Omega, he says, it's already finished. Whoever you was praying for, God says, it's done. He says, it's finished. Amen? He says, it's finished. This is the beginning of your breakthrough for this first person. God is going to answer that prayer, and he's going to send the goodness down. He's going to send good news. Then he says, the Omega, the second person who was thinking about, what should I do, Lord? He says, that is already done. So when you put Alpha and Omega together, God says, when you put the needs and wants of these two individuals together, God says, it's finished. He says, it's done. He says, your prayers were answered and they were heard. Amen? Now, when we go to ourselves, when you put your name, and whatever this is about, for instance, if you want to open up a business, if God is blessing you and putting people in your path, and God promised you something, whatever it is, or if it's healing, or if it's deliverance, or if it's setting you free, God says that this is the beginning and the end. God says he has already heard your prayers. He says you have already been praying. Remember we started online last week, and God says you are praying. He says, and you've already started your beginning. He says, you're already moving in that direction. He says, and so your end will be whatever you wrote down. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I accept that. He says, that will be your end, which means that God will answer your prayer, whatever that was. He says, because you was here last week and because you was already at your beginning, he says, but you have reconfirmed it and you have asked for it in Jesus' name and you have prayed unselfishly, he says, it is already finished. He says, you are just working toward your goal. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. So we pray for each and every individual that we put on this sheet of paper, plus more individuals. And so God said, once again, Alpha, he says, this is the beginning. He says, this is the beginning of the healing process. This is the beginning that God is going to remove things. This is the beginning. Then he says, the second person, they wanted to know which direction, Lord, what should I do? He says, it's already finished. He's already answered that question. Amen. He says, he's going to begin to open up the doors. Then you, personally, God says, this is the beginning and the end. He says, because you've already started praying with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry last week. He says, so you're moving into that direction. He says, and the end will be whatever you put on your paper. He says, that will be your result. That will be your proof. Because a lot of people think that people get on the ministry and they pray unto God and nothing happens. But we have a happening God. God, there's always things happening in the kingdom of God. There's never a dull moment happening in the kingdom of God. It's always something. And it's something good that's happening in the kingdom of God. So therefore, we have prayed and God says it's finished. He says the Alpha and the Omega. He says he is the beginning and the end. He says he is the first and the last. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It's amazing. And I didn't even know that part was coming up. It's amazing how the Lord can explain things. It's amazing how the Lord gives you just that discernment. It's amazing what the Lord can do. Amen. We praise God for that. Praise God. Now then, this is what I want you to do. There are so many spirits on this line. And I want to appreciate each and every one of you because it's late. Amen. It's like 10:45 in Bellmead, Texas, Waco, Texas. It's 10:45 Central Standard Time. What I want you to do is I want you to get in preparation for prayer. There are a lot of individuals who are going through something. Everybody's going through something, or everybody's coming out of something, or everybody's getting ready to go into something. And it's very important that when you begin to pray that you are sincere and you are focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You cannot let the worldly things, you cannot let the things that aren't real, you can't let the things that hinder you or keep you from God, you cannot focus on those things. You have to focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There has to be a focus. You have to focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get in preparation. But God says, first of all, there are some things that needs to be done. And the first thing is you're going to have to unpack, because there's a lot of things that you're carrying. So God says you must unpack. You must unpack. You have to unpack. And so with this unpacking, right, you're going to have to bring everything unto God. Everything. And so you're going to have to bring your worries to God. You're going to have to bring your careers to God. You're going to have to bring people to God. You're going to have to bring those things that keep you up at night, those things that causes your eyes to water at night, those things that hinder you from being successful, those things that distract you. You're going to have to bring them to God. And God says, bring them now to the altar. You don't have to be at a church to bring your burdens unto the Lord. You can ask the Lord right now, Lord, take these things so that my heart can be free, so that my mind can be free, so that my body can be free, so that my witness can be free, so that I can be free indeed to serve you for the rest of my life. That's all you have to say. And so as we think about this, I really want you to unpack. And when I say unpack, I need your mind to be on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It shouldn't be on what happened last week, what happened 2 hours ago, who made you mad, who didn't speak to you today, who didn't talk to you today. Shouldn't be on that. Your mind should be on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We serve a good God. We serve a God who is able to do everything. We serve a God who would not fail us. We serve a God who is omnipotent, and we serve a God who is kind. And so what I want you to do is I really want you to get ready to get into the very presence of God. And so I need you right now to release those things. Some people are holding on so tight. I want you guys to just make a fist and hold it real tight. All right. Do you see how your nails, if you have nails, right, are hurting the palms of your hands? Do you see how unrelaxed you are? Do you see how you feel? Do you feel a certain way because you're so tight? God says all he's asking you to do right now is to release. Very slowly, that fist. And God says, when you release your fist, he says, you see how relaxed you are. And God says that in reality, he says, there are going to be some marks left from whatever happened to you. Whatever you went through, there are going to be some marks to let you know that it happened. But God says, when you release it, he says, you are at peace. Not only are you at peace with yourself, but you're at peace with God. You're at peace with your thinking. You're able to think. You're able to be successful when you let things go. So what I want you to do is pretend like you're grabbing everything that keeps you up at night, everything that makes you cry, everything that makes you angry, those things that keep you from performing well, those things that are people that keep you from God. I want you to just fold up right now. Fold up your hand and make a fist and make it as tight as you can. And it's going to hurt. God says that there are people on this line, there are people in the world who's hurting this much. And every day they go through this process. They go to work hurting like this. They come to church hurting like this. They leave church hurting like this. He says when they're on the ministry, the Love Live Jesus ministry, either our Free to Love show, he says there are some people that's hurting like this. Hold your fist tight. He says there are some people who's hurting because they haven't released it. He says, and because there's some discomfort in their lives, they're not able to experience what God has for them. There is not one person on this line, nor one person on this earth, that God cannot give you the desires of your heart. But God says, slowly let that fist go. Slowly let it go. God says that you're going to have to slowly let it go. He says, slowly let it go. Do you see how red the palm of your hands are? It doesn't matter what color you are, God says. Do you see how red that is? Do you see some of the marks from your nails that was left? God says that he was nailed to the cross. And God says if he can endure that, then surely there's nothing in this world that he can't handle. And he says bring everything that causes you to feel like that, that causes you to feel discomfort, that causes you to cry at night, that keeps you up at night, that keeps you from being your best when you're with your family, when you're in your career. God says let it go today. He says release that fist. And even when you release it, there are marks there, but guess what? They're only marks because now you're at peace. And one more time, I want you to make a fist again and make it tight, make it tight, make it tight. God says that when you become angry, when you allow somebody to anger you, when you allow somebody to do something to you, when you fail to release whatever it is, God says that your heart feels the same way. That's why people have heart attacks. That's why people have strokes, because they haven't let things go. And when their heart releases, right, and the blood begins to run and their heart is working overtime, that's how people have heart attacks. Let your hands go. Let it go. That's what happens to the heart. The heart contracts, okay? That's what happens, and the blood is not able to flow because the blood is stopped up. But when you release it, the blood is able to flow throughout your body. So do you see how important it is that when you come to God, that you are in the focus and you're in the very presence of God? We're not rushing the anointing of God. We're not rushing the revelation of God. If you have to do something, go do it. We are in the presence of God because people are hurting. People need a breakthrough. People need a spiritual guide. People are starting up million-dollar businesses. I just spoke to someone today, two people today, and this is real. There's nothing fake about it. They are starting up businesses, million-dollar businesses. People are starting up businesses, regular businesses. People are starting up new careers. There's a change. There's a shift that's happening, and you want to be in the mix. God says, he speaks of a shift in the atmosphere. People are shifting because there is a move of God. Amen? And so what I want you to do is I want you to put your hand, first of all, just make sure that you release everything. Some people, I still have one person who's you're not holding on to it all, but you're trying to still hold on to some things. You have to let it go. You have to give it to God. You have to open up and expand the palm of your hand and let God have it. Amen? Just open up your hand all the way and surrender unto God. You're not going to win going against God because God is powerful. He says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. So God will be with us from the beginning and he will be with us till the end. Even when we get tired, God is still standing. Amen? Amen. So we're going to get into the presence of God. I'm going to dim the lights as usual. And we're going to pray unto God. And I'm going to pray for those who are hurting like that closed fist. I'm going to pray for a change. I'm going to pray for careers and families. I'm going to pray for healing for different individuals. We're going to pray for health. We're just going to pray however the Lord leads us. We're going to pray unto God because we serve a true and awesome God. We're going to pray for people's dreams and ambitions as long as it's in the will of God. We're going to pray for those two people that you brought today. We're going to pray for you, you know, and we won't forget to pray for ourselves as well. So as we get ready to get into the very presence of God, which God is already here, I need you to relax. I need you to take a deep breath. Relax. Don't worry about anything. You don't have any cares in the world when you're in the arms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then even when reality sets in, after this ministry, God says that he has your back. God says that he's going to be with you. Amen? Amen. So we're going to pray unto God. Put your hand on your chest. We serve a good God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you as you blessed us, Heavenly Father, to lie down last night and then you woke us up this morning. And for that, we say thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for blessing us as we went about our way and for keeping us, Heavenly Father, all day long, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are in the hospitals and those who are coming out and those who are thinking about going in, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, as each person placed two people on their list, the Alpha and the Omega, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you begin healing, Lord, the healing process, Lord, and the removal process of whatever it is, Lord, and would you begin the process of giving direction, being the GPS for whatever decisions that need to be made in these people's lives, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you help guide us, Heavenly Father, in the right direction, Lord. We thank you for open doors that you've opened up, Heavenly Father, for careers and businesses and families and friends, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we bless you and we praise you for the closed doors. And then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, as we continue to go through this ministry, Lord, we pray for those who have a closed fist mentality, Lord, who refuse to let things go. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you help them to surrender unto you, Lord, and to give whatever it is to you, because we know that you are a God, and besides you, there is no other, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you for answering prayers of healing and deliverance and setting people free, Lord. We thank you for open doors again, Lord. And we thank you for your divine grace and mercy. And we thank you for who you are, Lord. And we continue to bless your holy name. We continue to ask you, Lord Jesus, would you be the God in our lives and help us to lift up, help us to magnify who you are, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, each specific prayer that was rendered, we ask, would you answer it in a specific way, Lord, where the people can continue to trust in you and believe in you, because without you, we are nothing, but with you, we are everything, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless this ministry, Lord, and bless those who come on the ministry, Lord, and bless their gifts and their families and their friends, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who have the dreams, Lord, of opening schools, the dreams, Lord, of having businesses, the dreams, Lord, of you being the CEO in their lives, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person, Heavenly Father, would you bless them in a mighty and powerful way, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we thank you for the resources. We thank you for the people. We thank you for the places you would have us to go. We thank you for setting us up on our journey, Lord. We ask we continue to magnify and uplift who you are, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless the little ones who are in the hospitals for whatever they're going through, whether it's an illness, Lord, or whether it's a sickness, whatever it is, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in bereavement, Lord. Would you give them the strength and power? Would you send the angel of comfort to them, Heavenly Father, because they need to be comforted. Lord, would you bless us to live each moment, each second with purpose and to fulfill the calling that you would have on our lives, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we continue to ask, would you help us, Heavenly Father, to be lifted up in your name and in your word, Lord. We ask, would you bless this particular ministry, not only this ministry, but other ministries, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless us to magnify who you are and glorify who you are, Lord. We claim each blessing, Lord, that was rendered tonight on paper or in our minds, Lord. And we ask that we use these blessings as a blessing that will serve the people and that will magnify and edify who you are, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we come to you as empty cups ready to be filled, Lord. We come with our eyes lifted up unto the hills from which cometh our help and our hands expanded, Lord. And we come with our ears listening to the word of God, because we know that without you we can do nothing, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who cry at night, Heavenly Father, for whatever reason. We ask, Heavenly Father, whatever they lost, would you help them to find, Heavenly Father, and whatever they need, would you give according to the will in your word. Then, Lord, as we continue to pray, we ask, would you continue to help us to be vessels, continue to help us to be your children, continue to help us to do your holy will, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless everything that we touch to succeed, Lord? Would you help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to just do your will and teach and preach the true word of God, Lord? And then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who have lost their lives at that university, Lord? Would you bless each family member as they mourn their child, their sister, their brothers, whoever it is, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you comfort them, and not only comfort them, but comfort the gentleman, Heavenly Father, who lost his life as well. We ask that you bless their family in a mighty and powerful way, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you continue to help us to be instruments that will be used by you. Would you help us and give us the words and the knowledge to be able to disseminate the ministry of God where people will come running and crying, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless the schools and would you bless the school children and their parents and their grandparents and their aunties and uncles, Lord? And would you bless those who are gone astray, Heavenly Father? We thank you and we bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. And now as we relinquish this particular prayer, but we are never relinquished out of your sight, we ask, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is your servant's prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Whew, I always feel so much better when I pray unto God and just give God everything. And that's what we have to do. We have to pray to God and give God everything, as God is showing now, because God will answer all of our prayers. But we have to pray unto God. We have to believe in God. We have to trust in God. And we have to ask God for those doors that we need to be opened. And we have to thank God and bless God for the doors that are closed, because you never know what's behind some of those doors. And we always have to do that. And so in that, we thank God for what he's doing in our lives. And we thank God for what he's going to continue to do. So we want you to continue to pray unto God. Continue to believe in God. There is nothing that God can't do. God can do everything. He won't fail you. God will not leave you. He will not forsake you. And God can do everything. I'm telling you, God can do everything. He never makes a mistake, because he is God. He's God. So we bless God and we praise God and we thank God for everything that he's done. Amen? Amen. I want to take this time to thank each and every one of you for listening tonight. There's so many people on the line, and I really want to appreciate each and every one of you for coming on the line. I appreciate it so much. Because it means a lot. It means a lot. And so I thank you so much. And without further ado, I want to go ahead and get into our announcements. Amen. And our announcement says, be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love, Live, Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, please, 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 Facebook, Al Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And then don't forget to pray for yourself and pray for someone you know and someone you do not know. But be sure to pray one for another. In addition to that, I want you to get out your calendars. I have a lot of new people on the line. If you are in Texas or close to Texas, all right, I want you to mark your calendars. Go get your calendars. Get your cell phones. Mark December the 18th. That is December the 18th. December the 18th. Calendars, because we are having the Big Jingle Talent Show. Now then, if you want to be in the talent show, you can email me at EMONYA_love alfredalfreda.love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at alfredalove or fredalove. I would love, love, love to have you in the talent show in Big Bell Mead, Texas. In addition to that, also look at the website, alfredahubpages.com. And on this particular page, you will see many articles, and I actually need to update these articles. Amen. You will see Miss Vivica Fox, who will greet you as you come to this page. We have television and TV shows. We have celebrities, effective presentations, social life in school, teaching. We have personal health information and self-help. We have activism, Christianity. We have radio. We have social issues, blues music, politics and political science, the mother-child bond, Christian and gospel music, United States politics, crime and justice issues. We have radio, God and views of God, politics and political science again, preparing for tests. We have radio. All right, we have all of those things. And so I want you to be sure to check out those articles. You know, check them out. If you're in education, check out the testing part. Make sure that you are training your children to go to bed early and don't wait 2 weeks before the test, because that's going to knock them off. They're going to be off a little bit when it comes to sleeping because they're so used to staying up till 1 or 2 o'clock. So make sure that you pretend like every day you're preparing for the state test that's coming up in the spring. Make sure you're preparing so that it won't be a shock. All right? In addition to that, please go to the Alfreda Love Show. .com. Amen. AlfredaLoveShow.com. All right. On this particular site, what you will find is many things. And I have a lot of new people. So if you need a speaker, you just press on that need a speaker and you will see many different topics that we speak on. If you want to be connected right to the radio, go to Love Radio. If you want to hear an interview with the Hispanic Chamber, please do so on Love's Interview. And if you need tutorials online, go to School Tutorial Site. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Then at the bottom, upcoming events, we have the National Book Festival. If you click on that, you will be right there at the National Book Festival. Of course, we're going to have the Big Jingle Talent Show on December 18th. Once again, mark it on your calendar, December 18th. If you want to be connected right to the radio station, there's another button, Love Radio. If you want a spiritual guide to go online, then all you have to do is click Spiritual Guide to Go, and you will be able to purchase a book right there. Woof, there it is. Now then, if you go to the home page, right, when you go to the home page, what you will find is just what I said, the number one gospel show, and need a speaker, Love Radio, Love's Interview, School Tutorials. Scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the different events. About the venue, you know that this is a national radio station, and we cover a lot of events, many events, and also write about many events. You will also see to the right of your screen, you will see the 2015 National Black Book Festival, and you will see some activities. Please click on that particular YouTube video as you will see what is going on. When we talk about location and contact, if you want to contact us, please send a comment or a preview, put your name, email, the subject, and the message, and press submit, and that will come straight to our company. Amen? Praise God. Then gospel artists in the industry, of course, as I always say, this is only a handful of gospel artists. Be sure that you go out and support their music. They have great music that will minister into your souls, so please be sure to do that as well. When we talk about links, once again, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. If you want to purchase the books for Spiritual Guide to Go before the festival, please do so. Then we have articles. Then, of course, the radio station. Amen? Amen. Then, of course, you can meet many of the speakers that is in this company. All right, and we're going to add more speakers as well. So this is our bio, so please be sure to check that out. Then speaking topics, once again, speaking topics. These are our speaking topics, such as school matters, health matters, leadership, religion. Be sure to check out all those. Then, of course, the articles. Then Love's Author Corner. I'm going to add many different authors. Then, of course, health and human performance. As I said before, we're editing different videos for that as well. We've been busy, a very packed schedule. God has blessed us and opened up many doors, and we want to walk through many other doors. So we thank God for that. So be sure to just check out that at freedomloveshow.com. As you will find more information concerning the ministry, concerning the show, and different events that's going on. Amen? Amen. Praise God. I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in at this particular hour. We have many people on the line, and I just want you to continue to pray unto God. God is going to answer your prayers because that's the type of God we serve. We serve a true and a living God. And so that's the type of God we serve. On tomorrow, God's will, we're going to have a special guest, Miss Aaliyah. And so be sure to come back tomorrow, and I will have more information on my Facebook page, AlfredaLove. She will be here tomorrow, and then we'll have many other guests from now on. So be sure to come and celebrate our guests with us on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.